So, Lee Johnson, this search has been going on for, actually, not that long a time now. Why him?
I think we wanted to set out what we wanted, and we put it in our sort of initial statement. And I think we were clear that we were going to take as long as it took to got the right to get the right person. The right person was going to be a talented coach, somebody that had a philosophy that matched the way that the board and the owner and I'm sure the football fans want to play, which is attacking, dynamic, pacey, up and at them sort of football, which. If we have a philosophy in how we want to play, and we try and over time set out our stall to play that way, we'll assist us in developing our young players from the academy up and equally refine our recruitment so that the money that we spend on searching for players and recruiting players can be further streamlined to make sure we get absolute best value for money. So I think we wanted that young, hungry, dynamic, not necessarily tainted by any degree of a sort of failure or a repetitive sacking syndrome. And we feel in Lee Johnson as our new head coach that we've got that individual.
He's the head coach, not the manager. Why not manager? A lot of fans are talking about this. Why is he not just the manager? What doesn't he have control of?
He has control of everything, football-wise. He's the final say on anything that relates to the team. I think what we tried to do, I think in trying to explain exactly what we were looking for and exactly how we've come to the decision in Lee, and just there, I've explained what we were looking for, and we feel that is somebody that is going to develop the players that we've got, develop and work closely with the academy to develop the players that are already in our system and to enhance our recruitment to make sure that any investment we make, and we've made some investment far more than a lot of our peer group, is well spent and we get best value. And then I think what Lee working relentlessly with those players and improving them and recruiting them and making them better means that when we realise promotion, hopefully, whether it's this year, next year, the year after, that when we get up, we're more, you know, it's more sustainable, that we've got players and we've got a staff that can improve them and enhance them, and therefore they can go to the next level when we get there.
Doesn't the manager do all that? I mean, is this just semantics, if you like? Is a director of football coming in?
No. There's none of the director of football school. We just feel that the title adequately reflects the qualities we were looking for and the responsibilities we expect Lee to take on for Barnsley.
What personal qualities does he have then? You know, I appreciate speculation isn't started by Barnsley Football Club, but a few names have been linked with the job here since Danny was sacked. What set him aside as opposed to anybody else in the interview process?
I think he's very ambitious, he's very diligent, very organised. He's got a desire and ambitions to see a team play in a certain way, which mirrored what we wanted, which hopefully, you know, the fans will enjoy in time. His attention to detail, his all-round work ethic and desire, very passionate about the game. I think having seen some of his media in the last few hours, that comes across. And we just feel he will get the very best out of what we've got and help us to improve.
From what we've seen so far at BBC Radio Sheffield, it should be a fairly warm reception. There are those, though, that are asking, you know, wasn't first choice. You went for the guy at Swindon.
I'm not going to. I mean, it's well documented through Swindon's media and Swindon, and they've got every right to. We asked for permission to speak to Mark Cooper. That was denied, and therefore that's the end of that process. We've admitted in our statement that we felt it was right to speak to a select few. Lee's aware of that. Lee's the only one we met twice, and Lee's the one on the backdrop of those meetings that became the standout individual, the standout person that we wanted to front up the next chapter of Barnsley Football Club's history.
So, in your discussions with Lee, is there clearly there's a wish, why wouldn't there be, but is there an almost a get us promoted this season carrot, if you like?
Absolutely not. What we have asked Lee to do and what we have set him as a target is to improve the players and the football side of the club day in, day out, and I believe he'll do that. I believe that's why he's come to our football club. I believe that's what motivates him to get out of bed every morning. And if day on day, month on month, season on season, we improve the quality of the players and we develop both the players we've got here, the players that we've got in the academy and anybody that comes in, then one would hope that we will continue to rise up the table, be it this year, next year, the year after. So no specific targets like that other than to continually improve Barnsley Football Club and the football side of the club day in, day out.
It's been an interesting time, and you and I spoke recently about the turnover of managers. I know you will know that this type of question was coming, but how important is it that there is this stability now that Lee is able to have the teething problems, if you like, if they're there, and that, you know, Barnsley stick by him?
Yeah, it's really important. I think that this time we've put a good length on the contract. I think that hopefully will make the fans realise and everybody connected to the club realise that we feel we've identified the right man for the long term. It's really important that we build. And I think whilst obviously we draw criticism from some of our supporters that the decision on Danny was premature or was the wrong decision, I think at a recent fans event Patrick described and I agree that we felt we'd made the right decision at the right time on that, so we park that for now. I think where we go is we believe we made the right decision for now, that we've got a lot of things to be excited about, that whilst okay we felt the decision had to be made on Danny because we weren't where we wanted to be, we've seen that we're now 4 points off the playoffs, that we've got a set of individuals that were motivated and organised. I believe Lee will do that. We'll continue to rise up the table. We've had 7 players from the academy make their debuts. I think Josh Cohen seems to become a fan's favourite already, likened to Darren Sheridan, and I believe also there's on some Twitter feeds, and I have other people that keep me up to date on this because I've tried to stay off social media recently, but the supporters bar's taken affiliation to him already, ran by the supporters trust. So we've seen in Josh, we've seen Conor Hourihan last night against Scunthorpe, probably back to more. We've got Sam Winnell, who's itching at the bit to sort of jump on the coach to Gillingham on Saturday. We believe, you know, James Bailey's shown some form, George Smith, Mason Holgate coming on. So I think there's lots to be positive. And I think what we wanted to do from the start of this season is build something from the bottom up. So when we get back to the Championship, because we all would want to be there, we've spent 80-odd years, the team that spent most years of all football clubs in the second tier, that's where we rightfully belong. But we're trying to build from the bottom up, and we believe that that's our ultimate target, and that's what has been the goal. And we believe that despite having to make a very difficult decision on Danny, that you know, we're not a million miles away from really kicking on with that process.
Final point from me. So Lee's got Tommy Wright in with him now. The coaches that are already here, explain the process of what is going to happen with them. Admittedly, there is some confusion about that. So Barnsley's perspective on Burton, on Heckingbottom and on Crossley is what?
Yeah, I mean, I think the speculation, and you were right as a journalist to keep us honest and to put a tweet out earlier that questioned that. Obviously, you've got your own sources. You've got the football grapevine. I've got absolutely no idea where any of that would come from, and you're not going to tell me because I've asked you offline. But Mark Burton is the academy's head of coaching. Mark Burton has done a remarkable job, in especially the last two games. I think the Crawley one was, it came around quick. It was a long travel. I think when he's had a bit of time, we've seen what a good coach he's done. We said in our statement that he's there driving on the next generation for us. He's done that ever so well. I've said earlier in the interview, we've had 7 academy graduates. So Mark has really enjoyed it. He's Barnsley through and through. I thought from his post-media Crawley and to the way he took the players over to the supporters that travelled and supporters at Scunthorpe last night, he's done a very good job as a caretaker, but he's a very valued member of this football club staff, and as his head of coaching position in the academy, I know he'll continue to take the club and the next generation of fans to the next level. So that's him. Paul Heckingbottom as our senior development coach, bridges the first team and the under-21s. I think, again, the under-21s this year, we've seen players from under-15s played up. Whilst results aren't always everything, you know, Paul's a very, very good coach. He's been selected to go on an FA course for some of the best young coaches. And no, those two will be business as normal tomorrow. I've spoke to both of them today, along with Mark Crosley. And look, you get it, don't you, when managers come into clubs, there's this perception that they're going to bring a minibus full of their former staff, and whilst that is always the suspicion, tonight I'll spend time with Lee and with Mark and with the owner, and Mark's been absolutely first class. I think he summed it up last night in his post-match media with yourselves and others to say, you know, he would do the job as long as the football club asked him to do that. That's the type of individual he is. He's done it to the best of his ability. And he you know, Lee finds the team in a better place than it was when Danny left. So I think that is that, and hopefully that's a very clear message. It nips any unhelpful speculation in the bud, and we drive on under Lee.
Is it right to say, though, that whilst Burton is employed in an almost different part of the club, although it kind of meshes together in the end, that ultimately the future of Heckingbottom and Crossley is down then to the manager's discretion if he wanted somebody else?
I think what we saw, and we saw, I don't want to get drawn on the departure of David Flitcroft, really, but I think we saw as a club the financial implications of making changes if you need to then have knock-on effects to widespread changes to your staff. I believe in Paul Heckingbottom and Mark Crossley. We've got two individuals that care passionately about this football club. They're very talented individuals, and their employment just hasn't been an issue we've even discussed.